AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says the country cannot protect police from every danger, but Americans can work harder to heal rifts within communities they serve. He says making communities where police officers serve safer may save lives.
We can do everything we have to do to combat the poverty that plagues too many communities in which you have to serve.
He spoke at the annual memorial service for fallen police outside the U.S. Capitol. A former top aide to Osama bin Laden has been sentenced to life in prison. A federal judge rejected his claims that he is not a violent man, despite his conviction for conspiring in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa that killed 224 people, including a dozen Americans. The House has passed a nearly $612 billion defense policy bill, despite President Obama's veto threat. Jerry Bodlander reports that dozens of Democrats defied their leadership and supported the measure.
More than 40 Democrats voted for the bill, even though Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi urged a no vote and the president is threatening a veto. Even though the amount of money provided is exactly how much the president requested, how the money is provided is what the administration doesn't like. Republicans put extra money into a special war funding account to get around mandatory spending caps. Democrats expect they will keep the limits in place for domestic spending.
In New York, mourners have gathered at a chapel in Long Island for the funeral of a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman killed in Tuesday's Amtrak train derailment. Another ratings agency has downgraded Chicago's credit. Standard & Poor's lowered its rating of the city's general obligation bonds two notches from A- to A+, rather to A- from A+, yes, through, though that's still investment grade. This is AP Radio News. Fewer students say they're being bullied at school.
Those who are bullied are more likely to be girls than boys and more likely to be white than minority students. An Education Department survey finds that 22% of students aged 12 to 18 say they were bullied in 2013. That's down 6% from 2 years earlier. And with the rise of social media, 9% of girls and 5% of boys say they'd experienced cyberbullying, either in school or outside of school. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
South Korea is jumping big into parenting apps that monitor kids' smartphone use. One called Smart Sheriff lets a parent see a child's phone activity, disable apps, or totally shut down the phone. At least 14 other apps provide similar features. South Korean regulators require a monitoring app be installed when anyone 18 or under gets a new smartphone. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.